Okay.
TH, I think I did some visual sometime or an episode planned. Yeah, the East and the West there. And with the visuals that you show then, the Easterners, and more traditional, simple, unsophisticated clothes and all that, and working on rice fields and whatever. And little awkward looking. And then you have the Western side there with all this super slick people, like, you know, living in mansions and palaces, and these leaders there, the big business and the big diplomats and the big whatever, and they're like gods in comparison. And you can see that they are, the story is, I mean, can make a whole film out of that too. I don't know, I'm just throwing out ideas. That, or maybe this whole TH channel, that playlist can be a series about that. Why not? I don't know. A Netflix series would be, okay. Or a film, or just a story written by me somewhere in a little file. Which goes like that, that you have here this conflict building up, and you have a little planet, and then you have on one side those smiling, well-dressed, well-articulate people with shining white teeth and perfect hairstyles, all of that, right? And clothes. And then on the other side we have this other, just now mentioned, and this makes it look, especially if you are born in that Western part, or if you're looking from the outside maybe, that they are the good guys over there. They are the ones who are going to take human evolution higher. They won't tell you, but that's what they think. This used to be a white race, but now it's something like a certain culture where also certain other races may be mercifully allowed to be part of the club if they behave. So we gradually realize that this conflict between the good guys and the bad guys, and then also here between the modern progressive ones and the backwards cultures that really should change into these glorious godly civilization of the West. Oh, as it seems, but actually there may be other clans included in that also. But maybe they don't really want those to change much, but when you look closer, they are meant to serve those with resources and work power and all of that, right? And we see gradually the perspective swinging over so that we realize that these backward-looking people in Russia and China, you know, they're not dressed fancy and they don't know how to play a game. They are the ordinary humans. Because that's how ordinary humans are, with all their faults and whatever. But that's basically how these cultures, they have been going on for thousands of years. And you look deeper, they have wisdom, they have an old agrarian culture that is rather sustainable and in harmony with nature and all of that. We're really looking at, the more we look into that, we see this in Africa, in India, in China and so on. South America, but those countries, cultures are shown more as looser, undeveloped, and they say development countries, meaning they are undeveloped, unlike us. But actually that is because there has been this systematic colonialism established, which is not gone. And it's really but just sucking out the resources, as I said, of the and the people from these, you know, just money pouring out. So we gradually switch over to show that. And I don't know where to put this. Maybe in End of War or Thank You for Your Cooperation or something like that. Maybe it's not supposed to go into the TH, probably not.